lives and our choices. Each encounter suggests a new potential direction.
Today, Cloud Atlas hits the silver screen with a $100 million budget and a three-hour runtime.
It looked awesome on paper. Tom Tykwer of Run Lola Run and the Wachowski siblings of The Matrix tell six interweaving tales, each in a different period and different genre, recycling the same actors as their souls transfer through time. There's a 19th century adventure like Amistad, a costume drama like Amadeus, a 70s political mystery like The China Syndrome, a present-day comedy like One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest, a Korean sci-fi dystopia like Metropolis or Blade Runner, and a post-apocalyptic fantasy like Planet of the Apes. While it's a welcome challenge for Tom Hanks and Halle Berry, the sum of its parts is greater than the whole. The directing falls well short of 2001 A Space Odyssey or The Tree of Life. And for a film so much about reincarnation, it has surprisingly little soul. Such ambition is healthy for the film industry, but each time it falls flat, it hurts the chances for future filmmakers. I went in with my head in the clouds, carrying the six worlds on my shoulders like the mythical Atlas. When I came out, this Atlas shrugged. I'm WTOP film critic Jason Fraley, giving Cloud Atlas 2.5 out of 4 stars.